Hello, this is Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack. Today, almost every American uses biofuels to help power their car or truck. And though you may not know it, the ethanol that's mixed into gas that we buy at the pump saved drivers almost 90 cents per gallon last year. In the years to come, we'll see more and more Americans running their cars on a higher blend of biofuel, like E85, a mix with 85% ethanol. And USDA will help install new flex pumps at gas stations so drivers can pick the sort of fuel they need and want. And it's not just cars and truck owners who can benefit from renewable biofuels. Planes are getting to the act as well. Last week, Alaska Airlines began flying commercial flights powered by biofuel, including one from Seattle to Washington, D.C. They prove that biofuels can be used in a variety of engines, are reminding us that the U.S. airline industry is interested in a stable supply of sustainably produced biofuels. Airlines hope that biofuels will limit the impact that unpredictable fuel prices have on their bottom line, making them more profitable, while also limiting their impact on global climate change. And when we can produce these aviation biofuels domestically, we'll create thousands of good-paying jobs, particularly in rural communities. That's why last week USDA announced support for a facility that will begin the process of turning algae into jet fuel and help to create 60 jobs. This comes on top of recent investments in research and development into aviation biofuels by universities and private firms, as well as a partnership with the Department of Energy and the U.S. Navy to work towards using biofuels in our military planes, strengthening our national security. Moving forward, using new sources of renewable energy to fuel our cars, trucks, and planes will be a game changer, reducing the influence that foreign nations have in setting our fuel prices, driving economic growth, and creating jobs across the country.